Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program highlighting the positives happening at the primary level. This year's GSAT results are in, and in today's program, several students share their GSAT experience. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The results of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, are in, signaling the culmination of all the hard work many students put in to prepare for the exam. And after all the studying and sacrifices, it was nothing short of elation to hear they were placed at their number one school choice. Just ask young Danielle Johnson, who got her wish to attend Woolmers High School for Girls.
I was excited, I was happy, because it's a good school. And I wanted to continue the family tradition because my brother attends Woolmers High School for Boys.
As happy as Danielle was, her parents were even happier.
My mom was crying and she started to cry because she was happy for me and my daddy. He said I did great and the hard work paid off.
Danielle was a little worried about how she did on the test, especially in social studies, which she says was the hardest subject.
Because some of the questions are tricky. It seems very hard for you to get the answer.
Now that she's going to her preferred school, she doesn't mind all the hard work she had to put in.
I study hard. I get to my bed late doing homework and studying. And I cut down using the computer and watching television.
Tariq Anderson passed from Morant Bay High School. He tells us how he did it.
I cut myself off from video games, TV, and the computer to take time to study. I would study at least 2 hours per day.
Like Danielle, Tariq was also worried about how he would do on the social studies test.
Because I wasn't sure the difficulty of it, if it was hard or easy. Because with social studies, sometimes you might get the questions that you want, and the easy ones, or sometimes they might be very hard.
Jabari Bailey is another GSAT success story. He passed for St. Jago High School. Here's his GSAT strategy that got him placed in his school of choice.
First, when I went in grade 6, I let September pass. Then I started studying every day after that.
Jabari says he was confident going into the exams, and although he's happy with his placement, he's not too surprised. His parents are also pleased with his placement, especially his mother.
Sounds like she was jumping because it's a family tradition and it's close to home.
Cherise Lothar was placed at McGraw High in St. Catherine, and even though it wasn't her first choice, she's not too sad.
I'm not very excited about it, but I feel okay because I have family members going there, so I'm okay.
GSAT preparations is an experience Cherise is glad to be putting behind her because of all the work it required.
Preparing for GSAT was a lot of stress. I had to go to bed late and I like to sleep, so that was a problem for me. And studying, I study one subject each day. So I would study like for 3.5 hours daily.
She says she won't be worried come September morning because she fully intends to heed her primary school teacher's advice.
She said I must go there and shine very brightly.
Kayla Jeffrey passed for Campion College, and for her, it's a little bittersweet.
My friend, Ria, she passed for Mathlet. She's very happy, but at the same time, sad because she has leaving. I'm her best friend, and my other friend, Lena, she's not really that happy because she wanted to pass for Andrew.
She tells us how her parents reacted after finding out what school she was placed in.
We were very happy. My dad almost started to cry, but my mom knew before, so she was just accepting it. I'm happy about it because it's a very good school and my sister went there.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.